When I was touring on Beginner, I didn't get a chance to write very much. Going into kind of the whole fresh blood cycle, I tried to make more time just to work on music. There's a guy that actually lives down the street from me. His name's DJ Harrison. We kind of made plans to kind of get together a few days and just work on some beats and see what happened. And we just kind of started with that song. That was a song that I just had kind of laying around. And then I was kind of like hanging out with Nat. I think we were going out to get lunch. And I said, you want to come over to Devon's and sing on this track a little bit? I love working with her. She's easy. She's an incredible singer. We've known each other forever. We have a good time together. There's no strings, there's no horns, there's no backing vocals, all of which are almost on everything that I've released so far. So there was, for me, it was just kind of exploring that world a little bit, just kind of getting away, not because I don't like, you know, where I've been, but just reaching out and exploring a little bit and kind of doing a straight up duet too. I mean, that's a little bit rare, you know, trading verses and singing. I mean, it's real, real traditional in a way. And both Nat and I liked that aspect of it, I think.
It says here a distinct move away from the Space Bomb studio sound of Fresh Blood, but listening to it, it still sounds very like you.
The Space Bomb thing, I mean, it's so flexible for us. I mean, we don't think of Space Bomb as being like a 70s soul orchestral sound. We think of it as four guys and a group of people that run a label that have a lot of interests and a lot of ways to make music and have a lot of ideas. So I think that will become more apparent the more we get to make records and the more I make records with them. The London show is going to be quite a show.
You're at the Roundhouse.
At the Roundhouse, and Nat is actually in town. And so she'll be there, she'll sing with us a little bit, and that'll be fun. We might play some of her songs on the show. And then I have a few other guests that I asked to be there. I'm just going to keep those secret because it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
But for me, London is, it's become sort of a second home. You know, I know it's the city so well at this point, and I've spent so much time there, and it still is kind of the center of my universe in terms of support. You know, Domino's there and the most warm audience that I have around the world. I know we
Has this track pointed you in a particular direction, the way you worked on this track, the people you've worked with? Have you thought more about maybe doing duets more in the future or working with Natalie again? Or, I mean, I'm sure you will work with her again, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I certainly have a lot of ideas in terms of what I'd like to do. I like singing with other people. I like working with Devon. That was great. I love working with Nat. And there's a long list of places I'd like to grow into. And... hopefully I'll have some time here in a little bit to get into that. And I think the next record will be a pretty big jump from what I've been doing. And I mean that kind of I'm challenging myself to that, to really go somewhere new, not just new for myself, but just new for the broader scope of things. And I'm gonna really try to push myself in that way and have a little bit of time. And I think I have some good opportunity to do that. So the Cool Out sort of, I guess, the maybe a beginning of some of that and push things out of what I've done before. And I don't want to get safe. This is the last thing I want to sound like. I think the next one will be a real jump in a lot of ways.